Good afternoon, Mutala.
Good afternoon, Turkey Chair.
Now, what has necessitated this action by the Regional Security Council?
Well, you're quite aware of the precarious security situation in the region. A series of armed robberies over the last 2 months. In addition to this, you are aware of the chieftaincy land disputes across the region. Now, talking about armed robberies, over the last 3 weeks, we've recorded at least 8 robberies at filling stations within the Tamale metropolis, and this has resulted in the death of at least 2 persons. And the security services say they have had enough, and the complaints from residents within the Tamale metropolis and the region at large has hit them hard, and this is a direct response to this. The police commander, ACP Edusa Sapong, actually mentioned that the police and other security services or personnel have been instructed to adopt an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth strategy. That if you open fire on the police or any security services, they will open fire on you. And they are going after criminals within the region wherever they are. DDK.
How are residents reacting to the development? Are they happy? Do they feel secure?
Well, I spoke with the Gutena, who is the chief of Tamale, and he seemed to be very impressed and pledged his support and that of other chiefs within the region to the Regional Security Council. He says the chiefs have been accused in the past of fronting for criminals anytime they are arrested. And he's pledging his full support and that of chiefs that anytime someone, a suspect, is arrested now, they will not come in to help this person. And he also indicated that he personally received complaints from residents. And with the current launch that is taking place, we should expect the region to get a bit more peaceful than it is.
Mutala, there's been a lot of fanfare in this country when it comes to launching initiatives, programs, policies. Now, do you think this particular launch would see something more than the launch? Would it go beyond? What would go beyond this launch?
That's a huge challenge. You're very right in saying that we've witnessed quite a number of such launchings within the past, and they yielded no results at all. However, I must indicate that the police and the military have complained in the past that they do not have vehicles. And today, 12 Hilux pickups were also outdoored as part of this operation, Calm Life. Now, we are told that these 12 vehicles, 6 will be given to the military, I beg your pardon, to the police, 3 to the military, and then 3 to other security services within the region. And it is to be used for patrols across the length and breadth of the northern region. And the DCEs and DCs who are present pledged their support to provide fueling. Now, TTK, that is where I have my challenge. In the past, we've had assemblies pledging their support for projects of this nature. But at the end of the day, they will sit back and tell you that they haven't received their common fund. And for that matter, there are no funds. And if we will have to wait until the district assemblies provide security services with fueling, we may be recording some challenges. However, the fact that today all the security services gathered for the purpose of sending the signal out there to criminals that we are in town and we are coming after you should send some signal to people. There was this feeling that, in fact, armed robbers are having a field day. But we've recorded armed robberies even in the afternoon in Tamale. And people were getting really scared of their life. I want to believe that at least for now, there will be some psychological effect on these criminals. However, going forward, they will need to do more beyond just the launch today to ensure that people can go about their normal activities.
Mutala, we all hope for the best. You know how much I love the northern region, so I pray for peace and calm in that region. Thank you very much. You heard our northern regional correspondent, Mutala Issa.